How's everybody this morning? Never had any prayer requests or good. Right, let's pray. Dear Father, we just come for you this morning. Just want to thank you for all that you do for us, God. Thank you for allowing us to get together this morning. Just ask that you deal with ones that couldn't be here. Just watch over them. Just ask that you just help us to open our hearts to hear your word this morning, God. Just want to thank you for all that you do for us and for the rain and for your goodness and your mercy to us. Just ask that you help us to be mindful of you and all that we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're in chapter 24, verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Whoever is on the housetop must not go down to get the things that are out that are in his house. Whoever is in the field must not turn back to get his cloak. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. But pray your flight will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be a great tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will. Unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. And if anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe him. For false Christ and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you in advance. So if they say to you, behold, he is in the wilderness, do not go. Go out, or behold, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe them. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the corpse is, there will the vultures gather. Talking about the end of time, being ready for that. I'll keep reading just a little bit. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will not see the Son of Man coming. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He will send forth his angels with a great trumpet and will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Again, just kind of talking about the end of time and what's going to happen, and just kind of along with the first part of that chapter. Everybody just needs to just try to be ready to whenever he comes.
Just make sure to find someone that enters to the end of love. So much to pay his sentence, but now stop loving God.
Matthew 24, verse 11 and 12 says, well, actually 12 and 13. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. And then before that, it talks about the false prophets and how all the lawlessness increases. And so if we read or study the Bible, we can know what to do so that we can keep enduring to the end. And then in Revelations, God tells us what we can look forward to. if we endure to the end. And so we don't want to get misled by the many false prophets. Today it seems like there's so many churches around. It seems like a lot of false prophets or whatever going on. We can't just assume that we're the only right one, though, either. We need to put these teachings into practice.
I thought we were supposed to just say something about how we can endure to the end. Anyway, that might not be the right thing, but that's what I got. Anyway, I thought how we can endure to the end is just putting Jesus' teachings into practice and doing them to the best of our abilities. That'll help us endure when we have hard times.
It can be difficult to endure to the end, even to be faithful, even though the times are so easy right now, because there's so many things you could follow after that would lead away from it, and it might not seem like it at first, but it just slowly lead away from it, and you just gotta keep focused on what's right. It can be easy to get discouraged about enduring till the end, but in Matthew 19:26, it says, "With God, all things are possible." So if we just do what we know we're supposed to do, and just be moving forward, God will make it possible for us to endure to the end.
Sometimes when it's not going good or whatever, it's tempting to blame it on someone else in your mind or something. But we need to just go through it and endure through it, because it's just here for a little bit.
I was thinking about enduring to the end, and it seems like I've heard Uncle David say before in a sermon or something, when it feels like you're not slipping, you are slipping backwards, and you're not climbing forward, but when you think you're not slipping backwards, that's most of the times when you genuinely are slipping slowly but surely. And I was thinking, you got to keep climbing and keep enduring to the end, because there'll be a crown at the end of it, but if you keep slipping, when you keep thinking you're not slipping, you're usually slipping because you're proud you're not slipping or whatever. So you got to endure to the end, and you'll get eternal life.
I can endure to the end by not just giving up, just pressing on and enduring through the hard times.
That's that. Jesus' teaching, just put endure them to the end. Just if you put Jesus' teaching in practice every day, it's more easy to endure to the end. When stuff comes up that can be helpful, it's easy to do this. Practice, you just teach it every day, that way you're prepared for when struggles get coming.
It's about enduring to the end, and what's going to help me endure to the end, and what's going to help me endure to the end is to not shun hardship. Even the little hardships that come along through the day. And if I can, day by day, just look toward the goal and go through the hard times, the trials, the temptations, struggles that we all face, and have the right attitude, well, then I'll get stronger as the days go by, and I'll be able to, my faith can endure to the end, and I will obtain that faith. So yeah, that's about it, I guess. I feel like I have something else to say, but I'm just going to read a little scripture here. Just a couple passages out of Hebrews 12. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. And then I'm going to skip ahead. And this is about correcting, like if you've strayed from the Lord's instruction, verse 12 of chapter 12. Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that which is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So if we're weak and we're losing our vision, the best thing to do is just take courage and make straight paths for our feet and look to Jesus. I've always appreciated that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And so we can do the same thing every day. The joy is being able to love one another and help each other and be a good person. That's a joy. So, but of course there's every day, that's just how it is every day. We gotta choose not to shun the hardships that come along and tempt us to stray from that joy. So, Lord bless you all.
For assignment next week, just find some more verses or somewhere where it warns about false prophets or false Christ and what the. Find some more warnings about that and maybe memorize them.